This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado Secretary of State's office says this is the last recommended day to postmark your ballot. After today, traditional mail delays could prevent your ballot from reaching your county clerk's office by 7 p.m. on Election Day. Starting tomorrow, you should only vote in person or by leaving your ballot at the nearest county drop box. Drop boxes are collected by county workers, not USPS. CPR and Denverite have voter guides on our websites. That's CPR.org and Denverite.com. Those guides can help you better understand the questions on your ballot and what various candidates have to say about various issues. Xcel Energy isn't done asking to raise natural gas prices. That's after the utility regulators granted the company a $64 million rate hike this month, about a third of its initial request. In a call with investor CEO Bob Frenzel said that's not enough to cover planned investments in the system.
Means we likely need to go back in sometime in 2023 for a new gas case.
With energy prices already high, consumer advocates want regulators to put a stop to the rate increases. Xcel Colorado has won four price hikes in the last 4 years. Hugh McKean, Colorado's Republican House Minority Leader, died Sunday morning at the age of 55. The Larimer County Coroner's Office confirmed he died from a heart attack. Republicans and Democrats paid tribute to McKean on social media, with many describing him as a kind man whose friendship transcended the partisan divide. You're listening to CPR News.